Welcome to the Voice of Resurrection with Apostle Chika Anuzo, pastor of Resurrection House for All Nations, located at 6605 Mall Boulevard, Union City, Georgia, 30291. Good morning, I'm Twanda Black. You can see the Voice of Resurrection on Channel 57, WATC, weekday mornings, 8:30 a.m. till 9 a.m. with Apostle Chika. Don't miss it. Apostle Chika will continue the testimony from yesterday, so make sure you're listening. It's an awesome testimony because the righteousness is the control center of God. Whether you do or whether you do it right, don't do it right. But you discover that you are the expression of his image. You're a testament of his glory, and that's the way it works. So listen in as he continues the testimony. Here's Apostle Chika, the reign of grace.
Listen to the Bible. But unto the Son he said, thy throne is an ever. Scepter is the a scepter of thy kingdom is the scepter of. What does that mean? Because Jesus followed the will of the Father implicitly, even unto death. He gave him a staff. And in the universe, wherever he puts it out, everybody bows. You bow down because if you dare try to oppose, all that is in God will come after you and destroy. He came first in a manger, humble, obedient, suffered, submitted. But this time around, he's not coming back like a baby, beloved. He's coming back riding on a white horse. Hallelujah. With a golden vest on and a golden girdle. And he says, written on it are the words, King of Kings. And look at you guys, don't even know. Eh? The word of God is obvious. King of Kings, Lord of Lords. He puts out that scepter. That's the same thing God is telling you and I to do. He said, from this service this morning, if you start desiring the will of God for your life and start majoring on obedience instead of forgiveness, he said, grace, grace will start reigning in your life. Grace, grace. Hallelujah. You will come out and tell them, I used to be a whoremonger, but God has delivered me. I used to be on drugs, but the grace of God has loosed my soul from addiction. Why? Your deliverance comes with seemingly simple instructions. You can wake up in the morning and the righteousness of God will tell you, don't eat. And you're so hungry. And the same instruction can come to 10 people. You find out that only one will obey. Amen. The other ones will say, well, Lord, is that you? There's no way God will be telling me that knowing how hungry I am. So you go and eat. But I told you, those are some of the things that fueled everything you're enjoying and celebrating today, known as Resurrection House for All Nations. I told you that when God was about to give me this ministry, he started running those tests on me. I was so hungry, I couldn't wait to get home. And I got home and quickly made my food and got something to drink and washed my hand and sat down and bent over to pray, to bless it. He said, don't eat. He didn't wait for me. You know, he didn't tell me that when I was riding home. He didn't tell me that when I was cooking. He told me that when I bent over to bless my food. That's the righteousness of God. Because every authority Satan has in your life is your independence. The fact that you can still make your own decisions, regardless of what God says. That's the power of sin in your life. Independence. Yeah. Man, I was so hungry, I was shivering. So I covered the food and kept pacing. I'm thinking, maybe 5 minutes, 10 minutes. You know, all of a sudden you start hearing words that haven't been spoken. Oh. Your body would, you know, that's when the voice of the flesh will start speaking. Oh, I just wanted to know if you will obey me. Okay, you can go and eat. I said, that don't sound like the Lord. This is Satan snowing me. And I waited, and I waited until it was obvious that nothing was coming. And I packed up the food. It was 3 days later. He said, now you can eat. Oh, you don't understand what I'm telling you. I want to know that I can trust you. Now, when I say no, he means a no to you. That's why he said to me, I'm putting power in your hands. And the other day he said to me, now you've come through the first stage. Now I'm putting more power. That's why I know these ministries, these churches are about to be born everywhere. He says, you don't need to pray about it. I expect you to make all the right decisions because you know my word. He said, grace will reign. If you want to experience what I'm talking about, then you must learn the righteousness of God, because the Lord Jesus is ruling and reigning because of righteousness. Now, I'm not talking about sin. There's no sin in eating. Righteousness is above sin. Righteousness is the control center of God. Whether you do or you don't do. Whether you drink or you don't drink. Whether you wear this or you don't wear this. You discover that you are the expression of his image. You are a testament of his glory. That's the way it works. Yesterday, I went and picked out the suit I will wear, and I steamed it, and I hung it up. I said, then this morning I'll steam it again, so I don't have to iron it. And then I woke up this morning, and I'm praying. He said, I want you to wear something green. But what I ironed was blue. Hallelujah. Without hesitation, I went and found this one. I said, okay, is that fine? He said, no, that's fine. Amen. And then I looked at it. It was fine. But I felt like, the other one, you know how your mind is working. He said, now put the cross on it. As soon as I put the cross on it, it just lit up. I said, that's it. Now we're talking. You notice it's down. That's the righteousness of God. You discover you are a split image of his glory. He spit you out in love. Amen. He created you. Amen. And gave you the authority to be a son of God. Amen. And by righteousness, you would discover the power of the divine reigning in your life. Amen. But the revolution is that just as sin and death has reigned, he said that God's desire is that grace will reign. Yes. That's why I said this is a grace revolution, that believers will stop sinning, believers will stop failing, believers will stop being defeated. Amen. Because once you obey God, he causes all your enemies to be made your footstool. Amen. You see, when you get into Nigerian circles particularly, you hear all this thing about witchcraft and curses and this and that. And I said, why are you all preoccupied with witches? Because anything you focus on entertains you. I said, the Bible says the curse causeless shall not come. If I'm not guilty of anything, you can witchcraft all you want to. The witchcraft will come back to you. It will bounce off of me because there is nothing. You are shooting way under my feet. I was talking to a neighbor once. He said that he saw this bird that died behind his house. And it was sent from Nigeria. I said, this bird has the ability to cross the Atlantic Ocean and make it to Atlanta, Georgia. I said, then what did you do with it? He said, he threw it away. I said, no, that's not what you do. If you believe that this was sent from Nigeria to take your prosperity, you burn it. Amen. By fire, you convert things from the natural into the spiritual. You don't bury it, you burn it. No, righteousness is power. I told you that when Satan was waging war against me, and it was so fierce, nothing I prayed could work. And I remembered right here that God said to do it. And I was shocked because all I said to the demons was, God said to do it. And the power of God came down so hard and scattered all the devils. That's when I discovered the power of righteousness. That's why I said, if you take me to heaven and put me before the throne of God, and I'm looking at that light which no man can approach, I will tell whoever is behind that light, you told me to do it.
Amen.
That's the power.
Amen.
So the grace will reign through righteousness. If you want the unlimited power of God to work in your life, major on obedience, major on righteousness, major on seeking the face of God to tell you what you should do and when you should do it.
Amen.
You don't have anything to worry about.
If you want the unlimited power of God to work in your life, major on obedience, major on righteousness, major on seeking the face of God to tell you what you should do and when you should do it. Amen? Amen. Dynamic teaching is going to change your life. The reign of grace. Be sure and join us tomorrow. Thanks for joining us for the Voice of Resurrection on today. If you'd like to hear this message or any message in its entirety, or you'd like to support this ministry, please make your check or money order out to RHFAN. Send it to P.O. Box 251, Union City, Georgia 30291. And we pray that you will join us for any of our worship services during the week, Sundays 8 and 11 a.m. and Wednesday night Bible study at 7 p.m. To learn more about the ministry, check out our website at rhfan.com. For more information, you can like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at rhfan today. The offer for the month is Increases in the Air, God's roadmap to supernatural increase. It is God's divine plan to bless and supernaturally increase His children in every area of their lives. In this four-part series, Apostle Chica gives us the roadmap to God's increase. You will receive deep insight into what moves the heart of God to release increase on His children. So listen and be blessed. To order this series, you can make your check or money order out to RHFAN for $20 and send it to P.O. Box 251, Union City, Georgia 30291. Well, thanks so much for joining us for the Voice of Resurrection with Apostle Chica Anuzo, Resurrection House for all nations where dead things come alive. I'm Twanda Black, and until next time, peace, love, and the joy of 2018 be with you.
Resurrection, welcome. The Lord is waiting on you.